Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. I decree and declare love is our portion. I decree and declare divine connection. I decree and declare healing is our portion. I decree and declare that we are one in unity. I decree and declare real estate connection. I decree and declare growth in this season, oh God. I decree and declare safety, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for giving that to us. I decree and declare soulmates are coming forth in this season. I decree and declare relationship healing, oh God. I decree and declare creativity, oh God. I decree and declare restoration, dear Lord. I decree and declare peace that passes all understanding, O God. I decree and declare success, O Lord. I decree and declare development, Jesus. I decree and declare awareness, O God. I decree and declare communication, dear Lord. I decree and declare the overflow, O God. I decree and declare the change, dear Lord. I decree and declare choices come our way. I decree and declare, oh God, debt cancellation, dear Lord. I decree and declare bills paid in full, oh God. I decree and declare increase, dear Lord. I decree and declare we decrease and you increase in our lives, oh God. I decree and declare enlightenment in this season, dear Lord. I decree and declare appreciation in all that you are doing in our lives. I decree and declare, O God, that you order our step, O God. I decree and declare freedom, Lord. I decree and declare inspiration, dear Lord. I decree and declare compassion, O God. I decree and declare laughter and joy, dear Lord. I decree and declare clarity in our lives, O God. I decree and declare, O God, connection, our angels coming visitation in our dreams, O God. I decree and declare, O God, intentions to do what you would have us to do. I decree and declare solutions, O God. I decree and declare that we are divine and we are whole, O God. I decree and declare, O God, respect to one another, O God. Prophetess Darlene, open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language, O God.
Mala madoro bo re shire bi. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for another day to come into your presence, Father. I thank you for building strength. Father, I just thank you that I would bless the name of the Lord at all times. Praise, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father, I thank you for world peace. I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, our leading lady pastor, Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy. I thank you for all legacy that's on this line right now. Father, I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Barron. Father, I thank you for poem and prophecology. I thank you for the revival that's fastly approaching us, Father. I thank you for Prophet Daniel Amatain and Master Prophet Frenthe. Father, thank you for the continuous healing of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Mother Betty Jordan, Minister Stephen Bostic. Father, I thank you for every prayer that's uttered on this line today. Father, I thank you for the gathering and the unity of all the people that is on this line and those that are still going to join us, Father. Father, I thank you for the men and women that serve in our country so diligently, from the Air Force, Marines, Navy, Army. Father, keep a shield of protection around them and their family. Father, I thank you for the Caribbean Islands, that you bring in the renewal, peace, strength, and financial support to these islands of Puerto Rico and California, Texas, even on our own soil of the United States. Father, I thank you for just covering us. And I thank you for family. I thank you for marriages. I thank you for keeping a shield around our children. And I love you and honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your mercy, your love, and your loving kindness. And I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I thank you, God, for to this day, new day that you have made, and for allowing us to come together again in unity, lifting up our voices to you, seeking your face, God. Thank you for this morning, for this new day, God. Your mercy endures forever, God. And I just thank you for the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision and for allowing us to come together in this platform to pray, God. I thank you for each and every person on the line, each and every prophetess, each and every prophet. God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and coming. Bless them and strengthen them in their bodies. Strengthen them for the tasks that you have placed in their hands, God. Bless Prophetess Barbara as she travels to and from overseas, around the earth, God. Bless her, strengthen her, and keep her safe. Thank you, God, for your mercy, your loving kindness, God. And I ask you, Father, to look upon all everything that's going on in our country, oh God, all these terroristic acts. I'm not praying the problem, God, because you are the solution. And God, I ask you to look upon people in these churches. God, just strengthen them. Strengthen them, God. The folks in Texas, God, who have gone through what they've gone through, strengthen them, God. Give them peace. Oh, God, look upon all of the situations that have been going on, God. You know all about it, but you are the solution, God. And we pray that your will be done, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for covering us, protecting us, God. And God, I just ask you to bless those who are listening in on the line. Strengthen them. Heal them, those who are in need of healing, God. And I thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us the opportunity to once again gather together in unison and in agreement. And thank you for giving us the day to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you for giving us the power to be. I thank you for giving us your abundant love and surrounding us with your divine hedge of protection. And even now, Lord, I thank you for not giving us a spirit of fear, but giving us the power to have love and a sound mind and to be on one accord. Lord, I thank you for your grace and mercy that endures forevermore as you give us the peace that surpasses our understanding. Lord, I thank you for success, elevation, increase, hope, restoration, love, forgiveness, unison, clarity, health, wealth, the power to be, do, and have that which you have called us to be, do, and have, and the power to spread the love, the agape love. Lord, I thank you for the compassion that is being released in the earth even now, Lord, so that the heart will be humbled. And those people will turn from their wicked ways and come to you, Lord, so that you will answer our prayers. And so, Lord, as you continue to hear our cries and the praises that go up, I thank you in advance for releasing the blessings as they come down. I thank you in advance for turning around and bringing healing forth into the nation and forth into the world. Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord, as you continue to surround them and guide them and order their footsteps in this season as well. Thank you for each and every person and family that is being represented on this phone line and even the generations to come, Lord. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean under your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Father God, I just thank you this morning for life and health. I thank you for the healing of the nations. I thank you for the healing of all the devastated countries and you know who they are, Lord. Continue to heal them and give them and bring them restoration in this season. Thank you for all the children worldwide and continue to protect them in their comings and their goings. Thank you for law enforcement and protecting the people in this season. I thank you for the archbishops and apostles and the pastors and the teachers, the evangelists, the prophet and the prophetess. I thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan for creating this space. I thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan for her leadership. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Mary Berrien and Mother Gladys Austin and all the mothers around the world. I thank you for healing. I thank you for peace. I thank you for new beginnings, new contracts. Thank you for wealth. I thank you for all the prayers that's been said thus far, lifting them all up. I thank you for the hedge of protection for Miss Barbara Tucker, Prophetess Barbara Tucker, as she traveling, her comings and her goings. I thank you for the total healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Minister Bostic and Prophetess Aisha Cooper and Mother Jordan. We give you all the praise and honor, Lord. Love you very much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name on this morning, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for all the prayers that have been said before me, O Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for the season of harvest, O dear God. We want to thank and praise your holy name, Lord God, for the season of abundance, Lord God. We want to thank you for each and every prophet and prophetess on the line, Lord God, that you would give them a special anointing, O dear God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by with your stripes we are healed. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for healing each and every one of us, Lord God, whether it be in our bodies, Lord God, our mind, our spirit, and our heart, Lord God. Give us the ungodly agape love, Lord God, that you have commissioned us to do, Lord God. Give us new insight, Lord God, so that we continue to lift up your name. We bless the Master Prophet in this season, oh dear God, for having this space for us to come before your throne of grace, Lord God. And we thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just answering the call and following the call that you have given her in this season, Lord God, to answer the assignment. And a special anointing upon the women in ministry, Lord God, that you will continue to uplift them and anoint them in a special way, Lord God, that they will come together, Lord God, and really be the light of the world, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, in advance for the fivefold ministry, Lord God, all our leaders, oh dear God, all the civil unrest that's going on, Father God. I thank and I praise your name for all the prophets that have been mentioned, oh dear God, that is in need of healing, Lord God, and the places that have been touched by Mother Nature, Lord God. We praise them, Lord God, and the shootings, oh Father God, we give them special praise, give them anointing as well, oh dear God, and we pray for their families, oh dear God, that they will be able to go through what they need to go through and that you will soften their hearts. In your son Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for being majestic and omniscient in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, that our speech be blameless, God. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for putting us on guard against our human weakness, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, that you are the author and the finisher, oh God. And we adore you, O God, as our author, O God. And you are the first and the last in our lives, O God. O God, thank you, God, for enlightening us and giving us understanding, God. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God. Oh, God, thank you, God, Father God, that our desire and all be on you, God, and what you have for us in our lives, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for making us prosperous, oh, God. Thank you, God, for making us the head only, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, oh, God. And thank you, God, for relationship healing, God. And thank you, God, for the love and the strong love and holy love and deathless that you bring amongst all your marriage, oh, God, in your precious name, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for the season. This is our season of double portions and blessings, God. God, thank you, God, for making us unstoppable, God, oh, God. Thank you, God, for preparing us, oh, God, for preparation, the season of preparedness, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for ordering our step, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for our leaders and your leaders all over the world and all over your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us and over our children, over all the loved ones that surround us, oh, God. Father God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, and thank everybody on the line, God, for blessing their homes, God. Thank you, God, for increase in their lives, oh, God, and thank you, God, for healing, God, in their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for increase in abundance, God. Thank you, God, for creativity, God. Thank you, God, for favor in our lives, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for making us doing always ready to do your will in our lives, God. Thank you, God, for balance in our lives, God. Thank you, God, for letting us be an overcomer, oh, God. Thank you, God, for success coming our way and success that we're already in, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for new possibilities in our lives, oh, God. And thank you, God, that all things come through you, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for laughter, dear Lord. And thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. Thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh, God. And thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, God. And thank you, Lord, for protecting us, oh, God, from accidents and keeping us free from harm to our body and soul, God. Thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace, oh, God. And thank you, God, for reminding us each and every day of your presence in our lives, oh, God. And, God, thank you, God, for bringing us back home safe and sound, oh, God. Thank you, God, of these things, oh, God. Oh, God, and thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh, God. And thank you, God, for being a hope amongst the communities that was affected by the storm and any devastation, oh, God, in their lives, oh,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, God, for keeping them safe, oh, God. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The wars should rise up against me, and this will I be confident. One thing I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name and we thank you, God, for those things that try to come against us, those people that try to come against us, Father God. We stand and we stand hidden in you, Father God. Though we walk in a boldness, Father God, and I thank you, God, for this boldness, you still got our back and you cover us, God, and we thank you. Any evil, anything that tries to come against our household, Father God, any evil that tries to come against, Father God, our children, Father God, when they go to school, Father God, we thank you for your protection that covers them from any kidnappers, any evilness, any perversion, Father God, that's out there. We bless your name, Father God. We ask you just to continue to touch, Father God, our mindset, that we walk, Father God, in the memory of who you are, Father God, the miracles that you have done even in our ancestors' life. If you can do it for them, surely you can do it for us, God. We bless your name. We thank you for covering those that are sick and shut in, the seniors in this hour, Father God, and our businesses. Thank you for our businesses. Thank you for covering my stepfather, Ronald Blake, Father Day, God, daily. And we thank you for our leaders. Touch the leaders, Father God, that they lead us right and you move continuously through them, Father God. Everybody on this line, Father God, as we touch and agree with them, Father God, we thank you for salvation, healing, job opportunities, Father God, and right mind. We thank you for laughter, because this too shall pass, all this shall pass. And we give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Prophet Michael.
Our Father. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for this time of gathering. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of the prophets and the prophetesses, Lord God, praying on behalf of the people, praying for the nation, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for our master prophet, even our Jordan prophetess, Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for the company of prophets, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for enlightening us, Lord God, and carrying us from one dimension to the other. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a spirit of love, compassion, and forgiveness. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for moving on us, Lord God, during this time and during this season. And Father, we pray for those that may be sick among us, Lord God, those in their company and their prophets, Lord God, around Zoe. We pray, Lord God, to heal them, Lord God. Heal them in their minds, their physical bodies, and also in their soul, Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord God, that you just begin to cover us, Lord God, during this time, during this season. Begin to motivate us, inspire us, Lord God, even in when things are going upside down around us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because you're the great I am that I am. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the miracles that you're working in our lives, even when we don't understand or know what's going on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do at Prophecology. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you did in our lives in the past, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for moving us, Lord God, from one dimension to the other. We also pray, Lord God, for the young ones coming, Lord God, be it the fledglings, Lord God. Inspire them, motivate them, keep them around the things of God, Lord God. Bless the children, Lord God, around the ministry, Lord God, too, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, encourage them. Lord God, we pray even for all the nation, Lord God. We pray for even the White House, Lord God. We pray for the president, Lord God, and his wife, Lord God. Bless them, God, and protect them, Lord God. Lead them in the way that you'd want them to go, Heavenly Father. Touch their minds, their thoughts, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would also, Lord God, begin to let the nation begin to move with love and not hate and, Lord God, and anger, Lord God, which is these things are not of you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to just to pray for them, Lord God. You said, even, Lord God, there's times we're supposed to even pray for our enemies, Lord God. We pray for our enemies too, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to that they turn their hearts, Lord God, from wicked into, Lord God, righteousness in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you.
Prophetess Bethany.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the lives of your people even now. We thank you for joy, peace, and happiness. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for right relationships and right partnerships even now, Father God. We thank you for restoration and healing for the lives of your people even now, Father God. Allow your covering angels to continue to be with us, Father, and we continue to give you the glory and lift your name on high. Thank you, Father, for loving us unconditionally. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, and the blood of Jesus prevail against the violence in our streets. The blood of Jesus prevail against sickness and disease. The blood of Jesus prevails against division within the family. The blood of Jesus prevails against all manner of sickness and disease and addiction. The blood of Jesus prevail against divorce. The blood of Jesus prevails against lack and poverty and homelessness. Father God, we decree and declare that you are our rock and in you we trust. You are our shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower and our refuge, our Savior, and you save us from violence. We thank you that blessings are upon the head of the just, and violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. We thank you, Father God, that you restore that which has been violently taken away, or the thing that which has been deceitfully gotten, that you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us from sickness. You've redeemed us from poverty. You've redeemed us from spiritual death. You redeemed us from lack. You've redeemed us from violence. You redeemed us from death. Father God, we decree and declare peace and healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus, restoration and repair. Lord God, peace be still within our borders. Peace be still within our homes. Peace be still within marriages. Peace be still within relationships between siblings and parents and children. Peace be still in our neighborhoods. Lord God, we just move every spirit of addiction and drug dealing and criminal behavior, even in our neighborhoods. Father God, we dispatch your angels to sweep our streets clean and create safety and safe passage for our children and our elderly and as we go to and fro. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we arise to give you glory, honor, and praise, even for our archbishop, even for our pastor. Father God, we bless them, we strengthen them, we cover them, Lord God. Divine protection, every need met, every bill paid, Lord God, for everyone on this call. We speak healing and provision for this, your people, every home that's represented, every family that's represented, every church that's represented. God, cover your churches. Cover your leaders, Lord God. We decree and declare that every pastor and every bishop and every apostle and every spiritual leader, Lord God, is strengthened and covered by your blood. And we call every need met and every bill paid in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cover our elders, Lord God. We cover our siblings, Lord God. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus prevails and washes white as snow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, thank you once again for being on the court, being on the wall, and standing in the gap, not only for our leaders, but also for your own family, standing in the gap and believing God for them. Amen. And if you believe that God has moved and answered your prayer, amen, I would encourage you to sow a seed of thanksgiving. I am definitely putting my seed in the ground, amen, to thank God for the answer, thank God for the protection, and thank God for a divine visitation and his grace towards us, amen and amen. And we're going to move forward with our announcement, amen, and we want to make sure that we, those that are available, amen, to join Archbishop for his 9 a.m. call. Amen. They're going over, amen, the newest publication. Amen. And if you are not in the Book of the Month Club, you don't know what we're talking about. So we're going to move forward with that. But I would encourage you to do what you have to do so you won't miss out on these powerful writings by Archbishop. Amen. Next level. And you can't get them anywhere else unless you're in the Book of the Month Club. Amen. And then Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday, amen, 12 noon. You don't want to miss it, amen. And then at 8 p.m. with Prophet Joshua, amen, with the prophetic conversations, amen. You want to sow that $250 and you want to get your prophetic conversation with the prophets and see what the mind of God has to say concerning your life, amen. And then again at midnight. Amen. At midnight, the cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Amen. You want to be on the midnight cry, and you want to bring someone with you. Amen. Brings, if your marriage is in trouble, if your children, you're not getting along with your children, come and pray. Let the prophets speak and pray and declare over your life and watch God move by his divine power in Jesus' name. All right, we are going to close out for now and have a great day.
Prophetess,
let this be the yes.
This is Prophetess Barbara Tucker, and we don't want to forget that the prophets are coming for the Harvest Revival, the 12th, 13th, and 14th at Zoe Ministries, 310 Riverside Drive. The prophets from Africa are coming, and it's going to be a very miraculous, powerful Harvest Revival. So you
amen. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us of that. If you've never been in service with Prophet, Master Prophet Prempeh or Prophet Daniel Amateng, Amen. You don't know what you're missing. All roads lead to Zoe Ministries, and you don't want to miss this revival. Listen, for both of them to be there at the same time, I just wish I could catch a plane and get there to that revival. Those that are on the East Coast and in the New York area and Connecticut and Jersey and wherever you are, and you have the opportunity to get to these services, I don't know how you would want to miss it, because I know that it will be a move of God. It will be a revival of revivals. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Barbara Tucker, for bringing that to the forefront. Amen. God bless you is my prayer. Good day.
Prophetess Darlene?
Yes.
One other thing. Tomorrow, Monday, Man Cave Monday at 12 noon with the men, the prophets of God, and guests. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you for that as well. Amen. Anyone else? Are we missing anything else? All right, all right. Well, thank you all for your support and standing with us. And as we continue to stand with our leading lady as she expands this prayer ministry, amen, we want to support this move of God, amen, because she is believing God for 1,000 prayer warriors. Amen. And if you begin to share and advertise this phone number and prayer call on your Facebook page, we will meet that number. Amen. We got to get to the 200 mark. Amen. We've gotten to 150, but it's time for us to be at 200 by now. So we have to stretch ourselves and push ourselves to be more assertive in sharing this information. Amen. Let the spirit of revival breathe upon you, and let us, amen, bring birth forth the vision of our leading lady. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.